8:07 on your Thursday morning. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. The sun is shining and
yes, it is.
Kind of in your eyes.
Yeah, a little
this
bit.
Morning.
Yeah, it's been like that all week. I'm expecting another week of this, so I'm going to have to break out my sunglasses.
Yeah, where I'm in studio, you'll look so cool.
And then people just call me weird. But anyway,
no.
they already
cool.
do that.
Cool so. Cat Curtis.
Yeah, there you go. Never thought about that. So in studio, we have another special guest, Kay Winkleman. Go ahead and do the honor since you're sitting right next to him.
Well, we do. Current Fire Chief Eric Whipple, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, Chris, looks like the future is bright.
Well, your future's not because your mic's not working.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, push that button, Kay Winkleman, down there. See if that helps. I'm not sure who comes into our studio. And
check,
that.
Check. One,
there
two.
We go.
There we go.
Now,
it's like I knew what to do there.
And so let's try this again. Yeah. In studio is Current Chief Fire Chief Eric Whipple. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. And like I said, Chris's future is bright with having to wear sunglasses here at work in studio.
Yeah.
Cool cat,
Chris. Shades in the studio. But anyway, big news coming from Fire Chief Eric Whipple. I wouldn't necessarily call it good news for us.
Not,
but go ahead and share your news.
Yeah. Well, I've accepted a position in Sarasota County as their emergency management coordinator. And so my resignation has been submitted to the city. My last day is November 2nd. So I've got a few weeks here to make the transition smooth to whoever's taking over my position, doing the job that I'm doing right now. And then I'll be starting over there November 14th. I'll try to fill the shoes of Steve O'Neill. Some people will recognize that name from over there. He's been their coordinator for 22 years, and he's got that place rocking and rolling and doing really well. So I'm going to be stepping into some big shoes, but also excited of the fact that he does have the whole program moving forward there. And so, yeah, it's kind of bittersweet for me, too. 25 years in public safety in some way, shape, or form. Here in Charles City, and living here for 21 years. So ranging from everything, like I tell everybody, I've done pretty much everything in public safety except for law enforcement, and I'm okay with that.
Still some time.
Yes, yes.
So will you need to go to some training prior to beginning your position?
Well, luckily, like I said, with Steve, Steve is retiring over there in Mason City, and I'll be able to work with him for a couple of weeks towards the end of November, which will be nice. And then there will be some training, basically on-the-job training and some certifications I'll have to get that I'll have to go to within the first year of employment. So it's kind of like on-the-job training, but a lot of the things that I have certifications in right now kind of transfer over to that and relate really well, because the emergency management coordinator really isn't heavily involved with public safety entities of the county. So it transitions well with what I've done in the past, and at least I won't be completely out of the loop with public safety.
Yeah.
So I'll kind of transition to a different role, I guess, is what it is.
Well, on behalf of ourselves here at KCHA, and I would guess the entire community, your commitment and your service has been amazing. So thank you.
Thank you. That was
thank you very kind
words, and I appreciate it.
So before you leave, though, you've still got stuff to do at the fire department.
Oh, yeah, we've got lots of stuff going on.
You're not done yet.
I got to keep myself busy. Yes, the first thing coming up is we're having a volunteer test or agility test coming up this Saturday. So a couple of days. Want everybody to be there at 9:30. And I say everybody that's interested in being a firefighter, we're really pushing to get some more volunteers. We had a test back in, I think, May or June, somewhere on there. We didn't have a great turnout, so we're hoping for a better turnout this time. 9:30, be there. You just wear something comfortable, work clothes-wise, and some closed-toe shoes, and we'll get you through there and get you put on the fire department.
So what's that test like? Can you give us a little idea what to expect?
You know, I always describe it as about 10, depending on how fast you want to go through the test, it's about 10 to 20 minutes of pretty intense work. Really is what it is. But once you're done, it takes a little while to recoup. I know some people say the next day they've used muscles that they haven't used in a long time. And the test is really kind of determining It's based off of skills that you would do or things that you do on the fire scene normally, you know, like, you know, swinging an axe or, you know, dragging something or a body, you know. So using leg muscles, using upper body, you know, dragging a hose from one side of this fire station to the other. That's the last station and always the one that is the killer, really. You know, you're leaning forward at about a 45 degree angle off of the pavement by the time you get to the end of that. So people are we're good cheerleaders though when we get to the end of that, and we're really, you know, getting people to move, keep moving, and it's that people come back and say, yeah, I don't know if I'd do it again, but it actually was enlightening as to what could possibly happen, you know, and what you'd have to do at a fire scene. So
I love watching videos of potential firefighters doing those tests. And of course, you always have like the armchair quarterback that thinks they can do it over the video. And drag that hose a little bit. But it's like, it's not a garden hose. Exactly. I mean, these hoses are heavy.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't want to discourage anybody from trying and thinking that they can't do it, because our pass fail rate, you know, I'd say probably 85% of people can do it. I mean, I've got people that feel that they're completely out of shape that have passed the test. So you can do it if you have the willpower to do it.
Right. Well, and I would imagine in a true scenario of a fire, your adrenaline, you know, it's probably a whole different situation once you're on scene.
It is, yeah, and compared to the test even. Although most people who are taking the test maybe have never taken it before, so they do have a little bit of the adrenaline anyway. Sure. But it's a completely different adrenaline when you're coming up to an actual emergency and you can see fire. You know, that's a whole different story. And your adrenaline does run, and you don't even think about the things that you're doing physically, you know, until the next day,
like you said,
gosh, I haven't used that muscle in probably 20 years. So
I had that muscle. Yeah.
So that test, once again, coming up this Saturday, be at the Cheryl City Fire Department by 9:30, and then that test will begin at 10.
Yes, right? That's correct. Right around 10, give or take a few minutes. But yeah, we'll get people through there. Like I said, it takes 10 to 20 minutes per person, and depending on how people are there, you know, well, hopefully there's a lot of people, and we put a lot of people through the test, but you know, it moves through pretty quick.
Awesome.
What else? Yeah. Anything else coming up before you depart?
Well, you know, a lot of things. I mean, we've got Fire Prevention Week coming up.
Sure.
That's the 8th through the 15th. That'd be our 9th through the 16th. One or the other, I can't remember, but the 16th, the big deal is here. Obviously, we've got some truck visits coming up that week. Of the 10th, and we've got some tours at the fire station, some children coming through finally after a long drought of not being able to do that because of the pandemic, just to be on the safe side. Obviously, it's still around, but things are back to normal as far as the fire department goes and having people come do tours, so that's fine. And then we're going to do some truck visits at schools. And then the big thing to end Fire Prevention Week is our annual pancake breakfast. We'll be able to do that again at the Charles City Fire Station, 8 to 12:30 on October 16th. So be there, be square, all you can eat pancakes.
And you know, that's going to be kind of a nice way for you to see the people you've been serving for so many years.
Yeah, yeah, and I hope to see a lot of people there. Yeah, that'll be great. So,
well, this may be the last time you're on KCHA.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. You're a very active member of the Elk Lodge here in Charles City, and you plan to continue that?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. I've been involved with the Elks for about 19 years now. Gone through all of their officer chairs. I've been a state vice president, as you're aware, Kay, and right now I'm kind of moving on to the district deputy position. That'll be the next year and a half or so in length. And who knows from there, but yeah, I want to continue to be involved in the Elks, and so I'll still be involved in the community as well.
Very good. Well, then we'll have you on for that.
That's right.
Well, that sounds good.
Because you're such a fun regular.
I try.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Chief. Looking forward to what you do next over in Cerro Gordo County, and keep in touch.
All right. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
It is 8:17. Here is Maddie Poppy, Going, Going, Gone.